I'm the store train horn. Is this one for Paisley, or you got to help me? She used to work there a long time ago. Spent 35 pounds in one pack of ciggies. Running an errand for him indoors. Then she kept running straight down to Lead Central. Took in the city.
Looking for Linda. Well, I can tell you, I found her. And she's all giggly.
Aren't you? Always giggly.
You're always giggly,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I'm a happy person.
Are you really?
I've got a happy disposition.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Stop it, you.
Well, good evening. I've got in the studio with me Miss Linda Lambert from Storytimes UK. Hello.
Hello. It's lovely being here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you
lovely.
Sure?
Yep, sure.
And who have you dragged along with you?
Oh, dragged.
Shall I say it?
Go on then.
Shall I say it?
Go on.
See, I'm regretting it already.
It's the man himself, Mr. Heavy D.
Heavy D the Boomer, a.k.a. Boomer, a.k.a. Big Bulls McGinty.
Oh, yeah. Arguably.
Heavy D, yeah.
Arguably.
whose idea was this? Oh, this is going to be chaotic. Right, come on then, let's start with you, Linda. Tell us a bit about Linda Lambert, then.
Oh, well, I'm happy.
You're happy, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, where were you born?
I was born in Walthamstow.
Was you?
Yeah.
Near the dog track?
What?
Near the dog track, Walthamstow Dogs?
No, where Sainsbury's. Where Sainsbury's is.
What are you trying to say?
Where Sainsbury's is.
It's the only place.
Shut up, you. You would never be able to get round a track. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm an athlete.
It's the only place
verbal,
I know.
Only a verbal athlete.
Oh, dear. So what school did you go to then over in Walthamstow?
No, I didn't. I moved. I moved when I was only about 9 months old.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
So I lived in Waltham Abbey and Chingford. So I sort of like went to Yardley Lane.
Yeah.
playing King Harold School.
Okay.
So
were you a good person at school, or was you always outside the headmaster's office?
Do you know, I had a report once, and it said that I can wire a plug and turn on a tap. And do you know what? That's a lie, because I can't wire a plug.
It's easy.
Even now.
It's easy.
So
I was taught this at school. You get the blue wire.
No,
yeah?
I don't want to know.
What's the second letter of blue?
What?
The second letter of blue.
What do you mean? Is this a trick question?
No. What's the second letter in the word blue?
L. L. It's L.
So
it's
go,
L.
Blue goes left. L. And the...
Oh, do you know what? It's confusing
and
already.
And the brown...
I don't care.
The brown, the second letter of brown is
seriously,
R, goes to the right.
Don't confuse her, whatever you do. Don't confuse her.
You couldn't even get to the car park.
I smell the wood burning already.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't get to the car park.
Well, you gave me the wrong postcode, that's why.
Oh, that does help.
It helps give me the right postcode. Send me driving around the arches for 20 minutes.
Oh, this green tea is lovely.
So whereabouts were you born, Evie?
I was born in North Middlesex Hospital. I was actually born in Finsbury Park.
In Finsbury Park?
Actually in the park. No, actually, I was raised in Finsbury Park.
Yes.
That's where I've got my Arsenal roots and connections and stuff.
Right.
And do you know what? I mean, I've lived in Tottenham all my life.
Yeah.
Don't hold it against me.
Do you still live that way?
I live in Enfield. I live in Enfield,
oh, okay.
Which is like, it was just Tottenham territory.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? And like, all my friends have all been Tottenham fans.
Yeah.
I've all been grown up with them.
But you are...
I feel like I don't like them.
You ain't got many friends.
Familiarity breeds contempt, if you know what I mean. But you know, I've always been the odd one out. I mean, in the school in Tottenham, and everyone supported Tottenham, I was the only one supported Arsenal. I always liked to be a bit different. I was always a rebel, and that's just the way it is. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I always went against the grain.
So when you was at school, then what job did you want to do? When you left school?
You know what? Right, it's this way. This is no word of a lie. Okay, right? Yeah? I haven't grown up. Right?
Yeah.
I haven't grown up. You know what I mean? I've still got this, you know, like a kid has, like, there's no limits.
A nappy.
Nappy. You know, it's like there's no limits to what you can do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, life can break you down and make you think small of what you want.
Yeah.
You know, you ask a kid when they're 5 years old what they want to be. They want to be a pilot. They want to be an astronaut. And then, you know.
So what did you want to be?
I wanted to be.
Go on.
I wanted to be an entertainer.
Did you?
Because you know what?
Oh, he's never going to be that, is he?
Well, that's what I do, Linda. Hello. Hello, Linda. That's what I do. I just send the message.
That's what you think.
So, you know what?
I thought about your bubble.
So, do you know what? I'm actually living in the... Oh, sorry.
Oh,
she's
my
like
God.
A thorn in my side.
I think you're a thorn in each other's side. I said, break the microphone.
So I'm actually living my dream right now.
Yeah.
That's what I've always wanted to do, and I've always been a bit of a show off. I've always when I stand up in dinners and stuff, and stand up on the table and entertain people from the age of five. So I was like, that's always what I wanted to do. So you asked me what I wanted to do when I was young, and it's still the same now.
Entertain
and make people laugh.
That's fair enough.
So I'm living my dream right now.
And that's the best thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this is not a job, you know, you find...
And it's everyone else's nightmare.
Yeah, right.
But you know what, they love me, really.
Do you reckon?
I do. Yeah, no, we do.
I bet the Tottenham fans don't.
I mean, they love me, really. I do.
I'm only playing. Listen, we have a laugh together.
We do, you know.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, when you was a kid then, did you ever collect anything?
Oh, that's a question, isn't it?
That's one you've not been asked before.
Do you know?
Oh, high five. I've just got to
make her think. Whatever you do, don't make her think.
You're going to get it in a minute.
There will be a fire.
Abel.
You've got a fire extinguisher.
Shut up, dude.
So, come on. Yeah.
There is one there.
Yeah, we have got one. Yeah. Did you collect anything then as a kid?
So, do you know what? I think... did I collect anything? Well,
school reports, obviously, but apart from that...
Well, if I tell you something... Well, so once, there was this boy I really liked at school.
Yeah.
And when he has coke, I used to collect his can rings behind him. I used to think he was really lovely, and I just used to really like him. I know, he didn't drink from them, but...
So there was actually someone who actually had less brain cells than you. Is that possible?
You drank Coca-Cola. Is that bad?
No.
What about you, Heavy? Yeah, did you ever collect anything as a kid?
Well, because he told them, yeah.
I used to collect... Excuse me, can I speak now, Linda? Can I have 2 seconds to speak? You know that's my favourite pastime. I like to speak.
He's He's so rude.
Let me talk. And laugh.
And laugh.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I used to collect Panini stickers.
Oh, the football stickers?
I'll tell you.
They tasted disgusting.
You don't eat them.
I thought they did.
No, you stick them as stickers. They stick in a sticker album.
You have cheese and toasties.
Cheese and...
What? Not a panini.
For all of you wondering if Linda's like this in real life, here we are. I took my panini stickers. She goes, you put cheese and ham in it and you toast them. This is Linda. This is Linda, everybody. It's Linda. This is her in her full glory.
Right, panini is a company that produces stickers of footballers. So, we'd be doing this right now. They would be doing the Euro. She's got food on the brain, hasn't she?
I'm on a diet.
Oh dear, poor woman. We've got biscuits out there if you want them. Right, are either of you allergic to anything?
No. Charming. That's charming. That's charming. That's lovely.
I know. Are you allergic to anything?
Do you know what? Not really. No, not really. No, I've never had any allergies, really.
No?
No.
What about you, Linda?
I don't know. Would I know?
Probably, yeah, because you've either come out in a rash or a doctor has said.
You would have known by now, Linda, if you were allergic to something.
I'm sure
you would have known by now.
I don't know, no, but I'm all right, you know, I think. I think I'm all right. I don't have lots of stuff, but yeah.
You sure?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Is there anything you don't like?
Oh, I don't like loads of things.
Go on then, go on.
That's loads of things. What do you mean? What don't I like?
Yeah.
I don't like boiled eggs. Don't like the taste of eggs.
No.
I
don't like boiled eggs either.
No. I can't taste. They taste like eggs. Oh, and I don't like pork because it smells of pig.
Well, yeah, that's not surprising, really. Pork does have a tendency to smell of pig, doesn't it? Wonder why.
Don't like it.
Here we go, Linda Lambert with one of her Linderisms.
Linderisms. Linda's like, you should write a book on your Linderisms.
Oh. Trust me.
The world according to Linda.
Oh.
It'd be a good place. What are you talking about? I'd get rid of stupid people. You'd be welcome.
What about you?
Oh, God.
No, you're lovely. No, I'm sorry. You're lovely, Linda.
We're never going to get invited to you again. Just push.
Linda, obviously you work with this woman, so you know what goes on. Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, to give you an idea of what I classify as a Linderism, this is something that Linda came out with in Series 4 of Stories Hunters UK. Punch and Judy. He punches Judy and the dogs run away with the sausages, and it's a bit like a Victorian Jeremy Kyle show.
Fair, isn't it? I thought it was quite right. What do you reckon?
Linda, I love it.
What about windows? I like windows. They're good to see out of.
Yeah, I don't like doors.
What is this issue with doors?
So I like doors like what have got window panes in them because like then you can see out. But if you shut a door, it's like claustrophobic.
So you don't like that door behind you then?
Not really. No? Not really. No, I'm not a fan of doors.
But you like
better if there's a door.
But you like
as
windows. You like windows because you let wasps out of them.
And wasps. Yeah.
You can paint your doors.
I like patio doors,
I do. Don't mention windows, because you had a bit of a loss on some windows, didn't you? Some window frames.
Yeah.
After telling Sean that you knew all about it, because you used to be a double glazing salesman.
I was a very good double glazing. No, I was the worst double glazing salesman in history, because I couldn't sell to the old dears. I couldn't sell it to them, I didn't have the heart to. I'd turn up drinking tea and having a laugh.
Yeah.
I know, I've got a heart. Big as a Blackpool
tunnel. Have you?
Well, not that big.
I am, honestly.
Stay within your limits.
I couldn't sell something which was like they didn't need.
Yeah.
I ended up having the chat. You know what I mean?
Oh my God! Right.
Did you? Did you sell in the windows? I was like, no.
They didn't have any glass in those windows, did they? That you bought? They were all wrapped up in black cellophane, and
it wasn't that bad. I made a bit of a loss. Sometimes we sell.
Don't play it, darling.
I didn't do. Now, either one of you can do this.
Yeah.
Can you explain to the uneducated out there that is listening, what is Storage Hunters all about?
Yeah.
Oh, go on then.
Go on. Heavy D.
Storage Hunters, okay, is a US show originally. It's about bins. It's about storage lockers. It's about when people don't pay for it for whatever reason and they auction it off. So what happens is you've got an auctioneer Sean Kelly. He sells the bins, and it's sold blind, so no one knows what's in it.
Yep.
So you're all bidding it. But the thing about it is what's happened is...
It's a risk.
It's all, everything's a risk, but anything like that's a bit of a risk, so it's all like risk assessment.
And some run people up.
Yep.
And so I take great pleasure in it.
It's not good. Shut up.
No.
You're getting the list back to your past. Shut up.
I don't know why you still talk to him. He's run you up in the past.
He says it all the time.
I love it.
It's true.
You always buy it.
Shut up.
But in fairness, it's backfired on you a couple of times because you've ended up with a storage bin that you haven't wanted.
Yeah, good. Ha.
That's very true. But come, can I ask you a serious question? Who's the best at running up?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, yourself.
I'm the Jedi Master! I'm the King of Jedi!
That's not a good title to have.
It is.
That's not his title. Because he did actually point out that not only is a Jedi, he's a ninja, and he calls himself a ginger.
Ginger?
Yeah.
And a boominator.
The boominator. Right. Let's play some music. Let's play a bit of music. You wanted Voodoo Ray, a guy called Gerald.
This.
Why?
That's a good song.
Do you know what? This reminds me of my misspent youth. I love this tune.
We are going to discuss about your misspent youth while this is playing now.
No, really. It wasn't that bad.
All right.
Yeah, I like that song.
shut up, she says. Typical Essex girl.
I know. Shut up.
Right, so here we go then. Sean's the auctioneer of Storage Hunters, yeah? Look, Heavy D now, he's like, Steve Davis is here, look.
Steve Davis, mate, I can't believe it. I'm a massive snooker fan.
I
reckon I can beat you at pool, Steve, I'm telling you.
He plays snooker.
We can just get a pool table.
He plays snooker.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's got more balls.
I like to be a world champion at pool as well.
It's got more balls.
Yeah, all right, we won't discuss that.
It has.
Right, anyway. Let's go back to Storage Hunters then. Right. I'm going to throw some names at you. And I want
Both of you.
I'll throw some names at you. I want you to come back and tell me what they're like. Okay?
Oh, this could be interesting.
Tell the truth.
Yeah. Sean. Come on, it's Sean.
Sean the auctioneer.
Sean the auctioneer. What's he like, really? Oh, look.
He's very American.
Their sense of humour is like, they can't really let themselves go.
Right, okay.
They can't take the mick out themselves. There's always that little bit.
But he's supposed to be a comedian, isn't he?
Is he?
Okay, we'll leave Sean then. Right. What about Minnie Mile?
Oh, he's really funny. Minnie Mile.
What's he like?
He's a mute.
I was going to say, he never says a word.
He's a lummox.
Right. John and Natalie.
Oh, I love them.
They're my favourite in the world.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Yeah. All right, then. Can't say every day because he's sitting... Oh, you could, actually. What's he like?
You know, he's harmless. Yeah. And do you know what? I love him.
Do you?
Isn't that nice?
But I'm gonna
I'll say it to your face if I didn't like it.
Yeah. Right, come on in. She's very genuine.
Take you back to series one and two now. What about Dapper Dan?
Awkward.
Okay.
I like Dan,
but God, Dan just went to his head.
Yeah,
okay.
And he just became a power, fame-hungry madman.
Right.
Because he was away at first.
Yeah.
But then he just like, I don't know, it's just like the fame went to his head.
Yeah.
And he just started wanting to sell stories and all this sort of stuff. And he lost the plot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, that's Dapper
Dan. I like him.
Right, next one.
Yep. What about Barry and Darren?
Pass.
Okay, pass.
No, I'm not a big fan.
I mean, Barry and Darren, right, okay? You know what? I mean, you know...
Break it down. Barry.
Barry.
Desperate.
Right? Barry. Desperate. But you know what it is? I can have a good... But I like big characters, so I can have a bit of a banter with him. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. And Darren?
Darren.
Sidekick. Don't we?
Sidekick. He's irrelevant.
Okay, what about George from series one and two?
George?
The person that you went in with to buy a car.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Did you ever give him the money for that car?
Of course I did, yeah. We couldn't walk away from it. You're not allowed to.
But
do you know what, though? I don't forgive him.
No?
No.
Well, it's partly your fault. You bought it. You bid on it as well. Don't start. Right, anyway.
What are you in shares or what?
How about this one, then? Samantha. Samantha. Sam.
Sam.
Oh, I don't know. She is, sorry.
Oh, blimey.
Have we got a knife?
Okay, we move on to... Let's move on to... Wait for the next one.
She says.
Next. Close your legs, love. Next.
Oi.
Sorry, I
Boudica.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Boudica's lovely.
She's wonderful.
Lovely.
You like Boudica. All right, what about Rupert? Do you remember him from 1 and 2?
Oh, he's a cute boy.
I never met Rupert.
Did you not? He's, like, really lovely.
Eccentric bloke.
Yeah, he was eccentric.
Well, his real name's Ben, but yeah.
Oh, well, why is he called Rupert?
Because he's eccentric.
Yeah.
He can do what he wants.
What about, I've got to be honest, I don't like him. Scotty?
I love him.
Do you?
He's brilliant.
Scotty, you know what I like about Scotty?
Go on.
I like about Scotty more than anyone. I can wind him up.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Anyone who I can wind up, I love him.
I don't know if that's the way to go.
No, because
that's not how you get friends.
What about Charlotte and Sean?
There's an easier way of making friends.
What about Charlotte and Sean?
I think he wants his daughter to be very in there, doesn't he?
What, Charlotte?
Yeah. Sean is actually a funny guy.
Yeah.
Is he?
He's a funny bloke, yeah.
He knows his stuff.
But obviously, like, I don't think he can really let his personality come out in front of his daughter. He's trying to be fatherly.
All right, then what about Ione?
Oh, blimey.
Oh, look, it's gone quiet now, Ione.
I'm not saying nothing. She's bigger than me.
She's actually scared of me. She's scared of my honey.
Is she? And what about you?
So you.
I'm a little bit scared.
All right, then.
I've followed through a couple of times.
Your turn now. Linda.
Linda?
Yeah, what's
Linda,
she like?
Linda, right? Linda's lovely. Linda's lovely. She's harmless, right?
You've got to say this. You're going to get a lift home, haven't you? Yeah.
He's got his own car. He's got
you've got someone behind you like that at the minute as well, so you've got to say
no, that's right. No. Linda's good as gold, Johnny. Yeah. Linda's good as gold. So you know where you are with her.
Yeah.
She's got
in my studio, yeah.
She's got a heart on her sleeve, and that's it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, you know what? She's not the most intelligent person.
Yeah.
Nor are you.
I mean, well, we're not all perfect.
So
mean?
Very
right, come on, we've only got. I've only got 10 minutes.
To be humiliated on the radio.
I've only got 10 minutes left. I've got to do this.
He loves it.
Right, come on, let's get on to a bit of storage hunting then. Right, first of all, did you keep that polar bear from series 4 that you bought?
Oh, do you know what? I'd love to, but I ain't got the room.
So you got rid of it?
Well, yeah.
And did you manage to sell the milk float?
Oh, yes. I love that. Do you know that was the very first episode filmed?
Yes, I know. I want to know, who'd you sell a milk float to?
Back to them.
Milkman. Funny enough, Milkman
liked
to buy milk.
Yeah, that was a stupid question, I suppose. Yeah, all right.
Who's in a milk float? Hello.
Right. Still around,
you know. We'll go to Linda first on this one. Linda, what's your biggest profit you've made? What item gave you the biggest profit?
I think it's the helicopter simulator.
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot that. I thought you were going to say the DeLorean.
I think it was the helicopter.
DeLorean was 25 grand,
yeah, but that was 30 for the helicopter simulator.
What about you, Heavy?
Austin Healey.
Oh.
Convertible.
Nice.
And it was when I was wound up, Scotty.
Yeah.
And he thought that he got one over me, and I ended up getting the Austin Healey behind the
two cars.
Yeah.
So what's your biggest auction loss then?
I only made me do it on them skates. Remember when I was all dressed up?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that later as well.
Yeah.
My biggest loss. I mean, for what I sold. I mean, when I got the tarantula, I spent $2,000 on those boxes.
Yeah.
It happens to me. I get run up, right?
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, but you know what it is? I could take you on the chin. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you give it, you got to take it. And that's what the thing about it is, right, yeah? It's like, you know what? If you give it, you got to be able to take it. I mean, that's the thing. You can't give it and then not take it. And I get run up, and it happens to me and sometimes. Like, but you just got to take it, you know what I mean?
All right, then. How long does it take to actually record one episode of Storage
one
Hunters?
Day.
A day?
It's a day, yeah.
So you start at what time?
7 a.m.
A lot of people don't know this, right?
Yeah.
When I talk about Jedi,
yeah.
I'm Jedi-ing them from the moment we get up,
yeah.
The moment we get in,
oh,
the moment
Jedi,
we get on set,
yeah.
Straight
oh,
from...
Ronnie Wood.
Straight...
No, it's not Ronnie Wood. That's that's Carvers. He helps Steve. All right, new nickname now, Ronnie.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? Now, the thing about it is, you know what, we're all good as gold, but
yeah.
You know what? Honestly, there is a lot of game playing and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It's all part of the game because you know what it is. It's like you know, I see it as not playing a game of poker.
Right.
I've got my poker face on.
Okay. You give everyone the impression you don't know what you're doing, don't you?
Thank you.
Yes.
You've got to play stupid to catch the wise.
There you go.
Of course it is. There's a reason. There's a lot going up there that not know about.
I know.
Right up this top 3 inches.
I've sussed you out. Don't you worry.
Listen, I'm not stupid.
I've sussed you out.
I might look stupid. I'm not stupid. When I come with all the different outfits and the Jedi and this thing going
on. That's one I meant to put down. Where the devil did you get that suit from with the underpants on it?
Oh, God.
I designed my own stuff. I designed my own clothes. I've got a tailor, Gresham Blake, right?
Love me money back.
In the city, right? He's a top tailor.
Yeah.
I don't like his name drop, but he makes suits for Piers Morgan, for Ray Winstone.
Cool. For someone who don't like to know.
I know, yeah.
Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
And Paul Danan, a few other people. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like top notch.
And he's done that for you?
He's my main man.
Nice one.
He makes all my suits. I designed them from scratch. Underpants suits. I've got the old lot. I've got everything you name it. I'll do it. He does it all for me.
So I'm a fashion Brighton.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
I'm a fashion icon.
Well, you're not.
So how did you both get him?
You're not.
Shush.
You're not.
How did you become a storage hunter?
By hunting.
By hunting. No, no. What I mean is, how did you get?
He asked it earlier.
How did you get picked for the show?
Is Linda really like that in real life? Yes, she is.
Are you an
angel? Ladies and gentlemen, the viewers, listeners, she's like that in real life.
Right. Prior to storage hunting, was you into like antiques and stuff like that?
I don't like antiques. I'm too old.
So you didn't do any. God.
No, I like new stuff. It's true though, isn't it? Oh, nice, smell funny. No, I'll go to the auctions. Do you know where they got me?
Go on.
Leytonstone Auctions.
Did they?
Yeah, at Frank Bowen's. I like it there.
What about you, Heavy?
They got me down Chapel Street Market.
Chapel Street Market?
Yeah. Okay. They got me down there.
Yeah.
And I came along.
Yeah.
And they like the look of me. They like my persona.
Yeah.
They like everything I had to offer. And do you know what it's like? You know, it's the right place at the right time, right? And you know what? I'm so glad they found me, because you know what? The Boominator, I don't know about the Boominator, the Boominator is here to stay. The Boominator is a living legend.
Right, very quickly. Very quickly.
What am I saying?
Tell us a bit about this song that you've done.
What? Oh, I
yes. Go on, just quickly.
For everyone who doesn't know, I'm a massive Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
Catch me on Arsenal Fan TV.
I love Arsenal.
All right. You know, they call me a super fan, but whatever. But anyway, but basically, I've done a tune with Sunny Green.
Yeah.
It's an amazing tune. It's had 3,000 likes on YouTube and stuff like that.
More than 3,000.
It's gone mental. You know, you've had like big profile people like Piers Morgan who's endorsed it. Loads of people. They love it. Listen, it's just like, you know.
Shall I play it?
Play the song.
All right then.
Yeah.
Absolute mayhem. Right, I've got 2 minutes left. Thank you very much for coming down here. Are you going to come back again?
Oh, we'd love to.
Do you want to? Next week.
If we're invited, can we have wine?
Yes, definitely. I'll make sure there's wine next time.
Go.
You told me green tea.
Well, yeah, but do you know what? I was trying to be polite.
You're trying to be polite.
It never pays.
Women,
is it? It never pays to be polite.
I asked for green tea and
say what you mean to me.
Oh, my lord.
I was trying to be polite. First time and all that.
Right, it'll be wine next time for you.
Thank you.
You coming back again?
I'm back. As long as you've got Stella's on bait, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. I sorted you out tonight, didn't I?
It's been such a pleasure.
No problem at all.
Great fun, mate. Great fun.
Right, just tell us something. Is there going to be a Series 6?
Yeah.
And a Series 7? Or
well,
don't we know
that
yet?
Yeah, we don't know.
Do you know what? People love it. The public love this show.
They vote for us at the awards. That's what we're doing.
Yes, definitely. We'll see what's coming up.
I don't know what it's called, but I know we're at some sort of award.
TV Choice Awards, I think it's called.
Yes.
Right.
TV Choice Awards.
Come
please
on.
Vote for us.
Yeah.
Best Lifestyle Show. Right. You know, Linda wants to get dolled up.
Yeah.
So for Linda's sake, she wants to go dolled up. She's got a lovely gown. She wants to go to an award show.
Yeah.
Do it for Linda.
Please.
Hashtag vote for Linda. Vote for Linda's.
And what award show is this? What award show is it?
It's called the TV Choice Awards.
Okay, so what, they go on the TV Choice website, do they?
TV Choice website, you can vote for Best Lifestyle Show.
Yeah.
Vote. It's us.
Story Channel UK. Brilliant stuff. Right, I'll see you soon. I'm gonna end with Lady Linda, because I know you said you wanted this, all right?
Have the last one, Linda.
This is Phoenix FM.